Pasuk Yudalid, really in the middle of a section of Psukim. So, really, we started with the Pasuk, really started with Pasuk Yud Beis. Adam Beliyal Ish Oven Halech Ikesh Uspeh, and the lawless person, the man of iniquity, goes with distortion of the mouth, kiritz be'enav, he like winks with his eyes, malel biraglov, shuffles with his feet, mayrebetz be'oisav, shows or hints with his fingers. And those are the psukim that we did last week. So the Gaon explained, this is really hakdama to the following psukim as well. The Gaon explained that Ra divides up into three types of Ra, and that's what he said was Plech Rochil is one type, the guy that goes and slanders, Medaber Tapuchos, the guy who speaks opposites, he says one thing and he means another thing, it sounds like he's speaking good, but really he has ulterior motives to mess somebody up. And then there's the Oyser Abafail is the guy that actively does something bad, not just so within those, then the Gaon went and explained, that's really what it's coming out, is that you kind of have like each one of those divides up into three as well. Like you'll have the Ish Blial, you'll have like three aspects of him, the Adam Blial, right? Because he said the way he explained the first Pasuk Yud Beis is Adam Blial Hu Befoyal. That's in actual doing something, right? The guy that actually does something. Ish Oven, he said, was B'machshava. The person of iniquity is the Ra in Machshava. And the Medaber Tapuches, of course, is the Medaber Tapuches, he said, is really the problem of Machshava. He's speaking one way, but the problem is that he's really thinking something bad. He's having ulterior motive in what he's saying. And then Hoylech Ikshus Peh, he said, was Medaber Rechilus, right, which is Dibur. So again, the Gaon summed it up and said that's Machshava Dibur V'maisa. That's like these three people represent the Machshava Dibur V'maisa of evil. Now the next Pasuk, when he said in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Kairitz Be'enai, right, we have three clauses. He winks with his eye, shuffles with his feet, and hints to or shows with his fingers. So the Gaon said, Kairitz Be'enai, he winks with his eye, that was connected to the person who speaks Mirma V'tapuchais. But really, he's thinking Oven in his Machshava. So that goes against the clause of the Machshava, right, relates back to the Ish Oven, which was the Machshava aspect. And then he says, V'darka liyos kairitz beina, but his derech is that he winks with his eye, right, to show that I really meant that to begin with. Like when he sees the guy fall, he's like, good. He gives a wink, like, that's what I intended to begin with.
Rashi actually said, V'holich rachel, that is his derech liyos kairitz, ochel bein kurtze.
Yeah.
It's the very Holy Rafa Rashi. Let's say Rafa Mecha.
Uh-huh.
It refers to the Derek,
Kurtz Beno. Kurtz Beno, Rashi brings in. Okay. Yeah.
That's right, but then he's talking about Machshava here.
So here he was talking about
Machshava.
Right. And then you had the Moilil Beraglai, which is the connected, the shuffles with his feet, that's connected to Blial, and he does the Ra Befoyal. And then you have the right, and Meir Be'etzvayisav is connected to Hilich Rachil, the guy who slanders, that he shows with his fingers that's the guy he was speaking about. We had, you know, question how to read that. Vehu B'machshava, the Gaon adds, and then they switched it. The Philip edition wanted to suggest that it should be really Vehu B'dibur. He said it doesn't really matter. The Iker is that he's just, it's like almost like finishing off the Dibur. He spoke about the guy already. He says, oh, that's. Now when he's pointing, he's just like, that's what I intended. Okay, so So the question is, okay, let's now just see your Dalet. Let's see your Dalet now. Tapuchos, Meliboy, Chayrish, Ro, Vichaleis. So Tapuchos is, again, is like speaking one way, Echad Bepev, Echad Baleif. That's really what Tapuchos is. Right? He's saying one thing with his mouth. It sounds good, but really he has bad intentions. So that's the duplicity of his speech. The Liboy, his heart, Chayrish Ra, he plots evil. Bechol Eis, at all times. Midyonim Yishaleach, and he stirs up Machlekes. Midyonim is Machlekes. Madon, Miriva. It's a strife. So, says the guy, Tapuches Beliboy, who neged. So again, the same way the last two psukim referred back to all these three different levels of people, the Ish Blial, the Ish Av, the Adam Blial, the Ish Avid, and the Heilich Ikshus Peh, which was again connected to Dibur Machshava Maise, and the same thing Pasuk Yud Gimel was connected to that Dibur Machshava Maise, really, that's what it comes out to be. And now the same thing the guy says over here. We have three clauses once again. Tapuches beliboy, who neged abadaber, tapuches umirma. That's connected to the guy who speaks with duplicity and deceit. Chayrish ra, hu achayrish ro al chaveiroi. That is the guy who's plotting evil against his friend. Vu befoil neged blial. And that's the guy who's doing something befoil. He really intends to hurt him, and that's connected to Blial. So what I was pointing out when we started is like the oyser ra befoil, the guy that does ra in actuality over here, the Goyin says on the chayrish ra, which is just plotting, right? But it's not the actual stage of doing it, it's the plot stage, but that's still, it's the plot stage of the fact that he's going to go ahead and do it. So it's still, the Isa Bafoil also, of course, has the other categories in it that the guy, he thinks about, or at least the Machshava aspect, he thinks about doing it. That's the Chayrish Raz, really, he's thinking bad, he's plotting bad. So, but in the general category that this is the guy is a Bafoil. He's an actual evil doer. He really is going to harm the person physically in some way. Neged Blial, and that's connected the guy who's called Blial.
He said Machshava was the guy who's
Medavit Tapuchos, that he's speaking one way.
It is good.
Right. On the face it looks good, and on the face of it looks good, and deep down he's thinking of something totally opposite. He knows he's going to be.
That's also an awful baral. In the end, he does it, and himself it comes as something bad.
Right.
So Chayrishra means like a natural apostle guy.
Yeah, guys, befall. He's gonna do something to this guy, or cause him to fall, not just with his speech, but he's setting him up. Bechol Eis. Now it's interesting. In my edition of it, which is the Vasadar of Kukta edition, they put the words Bechol Eis Midyonim Yishaleach together. In your edition, it also has like that, because the taimim, the pashtus, the taimim of the pasuk doesn't seem to go like that. Right? The taimim of the pasuk seems to be Tapuches Beliboy goes together, Chayrish Ra Bechol Eis. Right? Because it's a yeah, it's esnachta, and it's like munach esnachta, munach munach esnachta. It sounds like they go together. Chayrish ro b'chol eis. He plots all the time. He plots evil all the time. And then the third, but the Goyin, at least the way they break it up over here, unless, I'm just suggesting, yeah, theoretically, it could be maybe that they're, whoever's doing these, all these additions of emphasizing the words b'chol eis and putting it together with Yonim Shileh, maybe made a mistake. And really, it's just b'chol eis is ending off. Hu achayrish ra l'chaveiro, b'befoil neged Blial. B'chol eis, like, it's just written as a, to end that whole clause. It's a little bit not much more like that, because you'd expect it, as far as perish, as far as commentary goes, the b'chol eis should l'chayre be after the words al chaveira, who achayrish ral chaveira b'chol eis, if b'chol eis was right, because then the Gaon is explaining, and that is keneged vul b'foil neged neged b'lial. Like for, you know, have to l'chayr first be mafarish the pasuk, and then be mevar the pasuk. You know? The difference between perish and biur. What's the difference between perish and biur? First, the chayrish ra al chaveira is the perush, it's the explanation of what the words in the pasuk are doing. V'hu b'fal neged b'lial is under the surface. That's biur. Rav Kook writes this, and I think if I remember correctly, in his Akdamot, his Agadat, biur on Agadat Chazal. It's perush's commentary, it just explain what it says, it opens it up. Perush, right? It makes something a mefurush, it opens it up. What does it say there? But biur is from the lashon of be'er, which is from lashon of a well. You're digging in and you're pulling the waters out of the wellspring. It's things that are a little bit more difficult to get to. It's what's underneath the surface, what's behind, what's deeper. That's the difference between perush and biur. So that's a very good yisay to know the difference. So I would say, like over here, you have hu negeda, you have hu achayrish ral chayrish is the perush, v'hu b'foyel negev liyal is the biur. So b'chol eis, if it's a hemshech of the perish, it should go at the end of the perish. Right? So there is a mashmos, the way it's set up, the way these svarim have it, that b'chol eis goes together with midyonim, yishaleach, in which case it's a little bit strange from the timing of the pasuk. We'll leave it at that. There's a little bit of a kash. It's not going to make a difference, I don't think, an important difference over here as far as understanding the pasuk. But so he says b'chol eis, at least the way it's written here, b'chol eis midyanim shaleach, at all times he's stirs up strife. Who neged ha'ilich rachil? That's keneged the guy who goes and slanders. So that's of course when people are Isaac and rechilus or go tell rechilus, obviously they're going to be causing midyanim, they're going to be causing machlekes. Bali Haloshin and the Bali Mechlekes are ultimately one. Now, says the Gaon, Ve'ilu Ashleish Psukim, Heim Gam Ki Neged Machshava Dibro Maisei. See, this is what I was referring to, is the Gaon over here says that ultimately these three Psukim, first what did he do? Within each Pasuk you have Machshava Dibro Maisei, right? Within each pasuk, you have those three levels, because every time he plugs it back into the Adam Bliyal, the Ish Oven, and the Hoylich Ikshus Peh, which is Machshava Dibur Maisa. But these three psukim themselves, each pasuk, on a more general level, each one is Dibur, one is Machshava, and one is Maisa. And that's what the Gaon now says. Shebe Pasuk, Rishon,
Hakko. Each one has, Machshava has the three aspects, Dibur has three aspects, and Maisa has the three aspects.
Exactly, yeah. So, he says Shebe Pasuk Rishon Hakol B'Dibur. The first pasuk, which was Pasuk Yud Beis, so it was all referring to Dibur. V'Kulam Nichlalim Bay, and all the levels are included in it on a Dibur level. Ki Bliyal Hu B'Dibur, because Bliyal, says the Gaon, the word Bliyal is b'dibur. When he says it is b'dibur, it means it can be b'dibur. I don't have the psukim over here in front of me that he's going to bring, but I looked up the pasuk and it's not only b'dibur, but it's also b'dibur. It brings from Kamashikasa b'novel b'novos by in Sefer Melachim by the story of Novel. It's right that he didn't want to give David food or whatever the soldiers, whatever David sent his messengers, soldiers to ask for, and he refused. So he's referred to over there as Bliyal, okay, and that was because of his dibur. He spoke derogatory about David. Who is this? Who's David? You know, like what? And the same thing with Navos, also is referred to as Bliyal. They're both referred to as Bliyal, and then both of them you see in the Psukim Mefurish that it's referring to. The reason they're called Bliyal is because of their speech. The
pasuk. Navos
is Israeli, yeah. He didn't want to give his soda to Achav, right? So Izevel set up fake Edim to be made against
those,
him.
Those Edim, that's where it says Bial?
Huh?
Bial about those Edim, maybe?
Yeah, about the Edim, yeah. Not Novus, yeah. Novus didn't want to give his Yerusha to, but the Edim were called Bial, that's Dibur. Yeah, the Edim Sheker got the guy killed. So Bial, you see, refers to Dibur. V'chein oven hu b'dibur, and oven also we find refers to dibur. K'mash kasev v'daber oven. I don't know if it's v'dibur oven or daber oven. We don't have a Yeshaya here. Ikshus peh, and ikshus peh pashat hu shehu b'dibur. That's pashat, that ikshus peh, of course, right, is dibur, the peh. So those three expressions in the first pasuk are clearly the makshava, dibra, maisa, that all are in the dibur level. Ube pasuk sheni,
I call the ma'aseh. You don't have a vanish of pasuk mishnah called the word kulun nechlovim.
Yeah, I read that.
Shekin aderech mitfil the dabra lasos rav afkachu oseh.
No, no, that all that I don't have. Yeah.
Shekin aderech mitfil the dabra lasos rav afkachu oseh.
Let's see. Okay, this edition over here in the Philip edition. Shekein haderech mitchilu ladaber laisus ra. And the first, the derech is that you first begin, person begins to speak about doing bad. And afterwards he does. The kevan shehischil lachos vehirgalus atzmam zeh, and once he begins and gets himself used to doing bad, kol machshavti bezeh, then all his machshava is in this. That's interesting. Like you would expect machshava to go first, and so what's he trying to explain though? Oh, he's saying the order of the psukim. He's saying the order of the psukim. Yeah, but that's mamash out of order, that edition. He's saying the first pasuk yud beis is a dibur. Yud gimel, we didn't yet get into this, but yud gimel is, let's see, pasuk hasheni akol b'maisa, pasuk hashlishi akol b'machshava.
That's the order of the psukim.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He's in the pasuk rishon. So pasuk rishon akol b'dibur.
Right, but it doesn't work.
It's not in the order.
It doesn't work. Adam Belial was the b'fayal. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't. It's even what he did over there.
No, he's trying to explain why it's a bechin of dibur. How do you have all? Why do you have all three as a bechin of dibur? So he's saying this. You get all of it starting with dibur, and he starts talking bad. And machmas the dibur, he does bad. And machmas that, he starts thinking bad.
Right.
That's the bechin of dibur having all three. Usually, otherwise, why is it bechin of dibur?
Oh, that's where you're at. Yeah,
he's explaining the first. You have the same thing as that.
Yeah.
He's explaining the first puzzle. The kulum nechlalim bo.
It's written in the in his explanation of the first puzzle. It looks like he's explaining the first puzzle, but it doesn't work so well.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, basically, just explain how the first puzzle gave all three.
No, but that was the if that was what he was doing.
No, he's not explaining the Seder of the Pasuk. Maybe he's not.
That's what it sounds like, because first he does this, then he does that.
The reason he does that is because otherwise, why is it Dibur? I mean, it starts with Machshava. What about if it's Dibur specifically? Why are all three Mitzvah Dibur?
Mm-hmm.
So he has to have it. You have all three starting with Dibur.
Okay, I hear. I don't know. I don't know where this nusach comes from.
So. They don't bring on the bottom any. He doesn't know what it's
about. They don't bring this in the bottom here at all. Yeah. So, okay, I don't know. But in any case, that would explain the order of these psukim, the way that Goyen has it over here, that Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet is in the order of Dibur, Maise, Machshava. Now, really, it's a kasha. I would expect Machshava to come before. First the person thinks, then he speaks, and he does. And here he's saying, no. We're talking about somebody not just thinking, we're talking about that his thoughts are there. He's always thinking, like it's mamish. And that's already a level after the person has gotten really into doing bad. So his makshavas are all there in the bad. So, okay. Vehemu vanim elav, says the Goyim, vehemu vanim elav. All these three psukim are clearly understood. Ve'ein tzarech laharach lefarish b'cholecha. There's no reason, no need to be marach and to be farish in each one. You don't have that because he went ahead and there's a farish, so you can have that here. So v'lechein ksiv yishaleach v'lo shilach or v'lo shileach. That's why the lashon over here is b'chol eis midyanim yishaleach, which is a lashon aset, a future tense. Right, he will stir up strife. Not that he stirred up strife, because this pasuk is all still just in the thinking stage, and he's thinking how to stir up machlokes. And the strife he will stir up through his machshava. So it comes out that you have all these three madregas in each one of the three.
He
didn't explain because he said it's clear. Pasuk Hashem Yaakov, Emu Vanim Ve'elof. That's the way the gears of yours. It's like, if you think about it, it's clear because the Tapuva is Beliboy Chayri Shrava.
I'm asking, why is it that all three?
Yeah.
Each one has all three besides like by itself.
I mean, imakshava, you can understand that, right? That the person thinks about it and then thinks about what he's going to say and thinks about how he's going to do. In the actual speaking level, I guess there would be, I don't know, like how does the speech, what's the speech in the makshava? Oh, the speech is the what he's thinking about.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. It's the which pasuk was it? The second pasuk. So it's Yud Beis, right? So the Ikshus Peh on the Blial was the Befoyal. The speech would be what he's actually doing in his bad speech over here. Like he's trying to do something in it. What's the outcome that he wants from what he's doing? The Ikshus Peh would be the ish oven would be the machshavas behind his dibur, and the hayelach ikshus peh would be the two-sidedness of his dibur, would be the crookedness of his dibur, the actual, you know, ramos of the dibur itself. So the speech also, you know, has the what he's trying to accomplish, which is the b'maisa of that dibur that he's trying to accomplish, the machshavas that went into that dibur, what he's intending, and then the actual finesse with how he's carrying it out, which is the duplicity of his speech. That's how it would break up. But the significance, of course, it's not stam. Three times three should, a little bit of Kabbalah, you know, that everything is built on three. We've had this in the past, also Chacham Bina Tvuna, it's all, everything is always built three times three. That's the nine spheres of the, and the Malchus is really just less Lemagal Maklum. It doesn't have any of its own essence, it's just the, you know, the Megala. It reveals the other nine, the nine Kaychas. So even in the Ra, you see, that there's really, the Ra also is built with that same structure, because it's Zelumazeh, also like him. And this is the structure of the Ra, is the Dibur, is the Machshava Dibur Amaiseh, with each one having its own three columns, so to say, or three levels. Yeah.
Machshava Dibur Amaiseh is a Gerim.
Yeah, yeah. And then three columns and three levels, yeah. Okay, so we'll stop here.
Ra doesn't have a tenth sphere.
It does, but again, these are the time. These are the nine of the of essence. These are the nine essence. We'll see maybe a reference soon, next week, maybe to an idea of a tenth, perhaps. We'll see Bez Hashem the next.
After the maximum, then you have a
much shorter. Uh-huh. Very nice. Yeah.